Hello and welcome to Is This Thing On podcast number 112. My name's Nick Tan and I hope you are very happy, healthy and wise and all those sort of things. I'm not that healthy still. Still a bit thick with lurgy, but never mind. I've got plenty of wonderful music to play you. The first track I'm going to play today is from a localish kind of band in Southampton. Well, Gosport, which is sort of kind of a bit more down on the coasty. This is a four-piece band from Gosport. And they formed a few years ago. I've looked at their website earlier on. It's one of those stinky MySpace websites. You know, if you listen to the podcast, you know I'm not a big fan of MySpace, but you know, some people love it. Anyway, this track I'm going to play you is a wonderful track, and it is called The Rush. Let's listen to this. This is brilliant. What is life for?
And Andy
from Haunted Stereo.
And you're listening to
Nick Tans, Is This Thing On podcast.
Lovely, I love that track. Very, very nice indeed, and a very, very nice group of gentlemen they are down there in Gosport. Did a gig with them last year, and a couple of gigs last year with them, actually. Right, the next artist I'm going to bring is a guy called Zosh Cardo. I don't know an awful lot about this guy, apart from the fact that he comes from London. have a look at their website later on. In fact, their website's MySpace, doesn't tell you an awful lot. But anyway, the music's nice. I think you're going to like this. It's a bit moody, and I like a little bit of mood. Have a listen to this. This is Zosh Cardo and Level My Scales.
Hello, I'm a posh bird, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Lovely, nice little track that. Now, in complete contrast, I'm going to play this track now by a band called Shut Up Donnie, and it's cool. I'm not too sure. It could be called El Boyo, this track. I'm really not too sure. It's what it kind of says when it comes up. Now, let me have a look at this. Shut Up Donnie, it says this is on their website. Fuses punk with metal. I don't know about that. And grew out of Palmdale. Don't know what that is. It's a three-piece band. Guitar, bass, and drums. I'm imagining Palmdale's in America somewhere. Other than that, it tells me that they sing and play and do all that sort of stuff. They've got an album called Goat Island, which is up on Bandcamp, which you can find links to the website and all that kind of malarkey later on. Anyway, have a listen to this. Shut Up Donnie.
I'm on the teaser. I'm on the rich man. こんにちは、ニクさん。私はノニーと言います。ニクさんの It's Easy on Podcast の日本のリスナーです。
That woke you up, didn't it? Certainly woke me up when I heard it. Right, now the next track I'm going to play is by a band called Streaming Lights, and it's been sent to me by, I can't remember who sent it to me now, but looking at their website, I can't really tell you much about them, really. See, this is the whole thing, my whole new thing, is I tell you about the bands beforehand. But it's kind of like getting a little bit, I don't know, pointless, because the biography for this band I've got is Faster Than Slow and More Dance Than Soul. I'm imagining they're somewhere up near Hull. They're playing gigs at Grimsby, Hull, and Hull and Glossop. This is from their Reverb Nation. Oh, hang on, vocals, guitar. I can't really read all that. Hang on a second. What's this like? Hull-based three-piece. Only formed last year, have secured a slot alongside the Cribs and Badly Drawn Boy. That's from a part of their press stuff on Reverb Nation. Anyway, all that aside, the music's bloody good. Have a listen to this. This is Streaming Lights.
Falling cruel are you?
email me at isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com. That's isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com with your MP3 submissions, Russian watch offers, foreign bank scams, and of course, Viagra.
Lovely. Now, the next track I'm going to play is another instrumental track by a guy called Adam Greenhead. He's from up north, in the north of England. And he's, Coloured Lines, basically, is the name of his movement. It's a minimal movement, it says here, from the composer. Oh, hang on, from the composer. Let me just read this out. Coloured Lines is a minimal movement from the composer, academic, and bass player Adam Greenhead. Influenced by the likes of Radiohead to Four-Tet, there is something here amid the black and white. Well, it actually just makes good music, really. Now, he's a little bit short of cash at the moment. He needs some new bass strings, so I'll put the link up to his Bandcamp site where you can download and name your price, which could be nothing if you want, for his albums. He's got quite a few albums up, but there's a limited edition USB that he's got up there with WAV files and a CD digipack. Now, there's only one of these things left. So if you want to get one, get there a bit quick and you can get a limited edition USB with the WAV files and a CD digipack. It's not bad for £12, which isn't bad. I mean, if you don't like the music, obviously, it's a bloody fortune. But if you like it, like I do, oh, it's automatically playing. I don't like things that automatically play. Or is it? No, it's not automatically playing. It's coming through my headphones. I better shut up and let him get on with it. Anyway, this is Coloured Lines and Atmospheres.
Thank you.
Hello, this is that posh bird again. For more information on who has been played on the podcast, simply go to isthisthingonpodcast.com. Can you do that? Good.
And go there. I put the show notes on that web address. So go and have a look. And if you want to buy, have a look, sign up to people's fan bases, you know, all that sort of thing. Like I say on these podcasts every so often, when I have a little bit of a rant, I'm a little bit too tired and a little bit too ill to have too much of a rant. But please don't be a passive listener. Pass it on. I mean, you know, you're listening to this. I wonder how you are listening to this. Anyway, however you're listening to this, send a link to somebody else and have a listen. I mean, it's not, I don't care about myself, but I mean, there's loads of fantastic music on here. And the more people that listen to independent music, the better it is for everybody, really, isn't it? I mean, I was reading something a friend of mine was saying on Facebook the other day, saying, I'm trawling through YouTube trying to find some new music. It's like, well, good luck with that. You'll find some stuff, but it's awful. Listen to podcasts and, you know, you'll find a pod. If you don't like this podcast, there's plenty of other podcasts to listen to that will play music that you like, especially if you like metal. There's loads of metal podcasts around at the moment, just truckloads of them. Anyway, go to the website and have a look and have a little click around. Now, one of my favourite bands of all time, Sand River. This is a fantastic track. This is Cyan Guy, who used to be students. Now, they're proper human beings with jobs and everything. This is a beautiful track of theirs. This is called Good Night. Good night.
Swallows the light, the city's pulse decelerate. I will sing you off to sleep with a promise I won't keep. As the credits start to roll, we are trapped within our own walls. Time cast for eternity, because you broke into my heart with a bent black iron bar.
you going to say?
Hi, we're Sam River. And then I'll do...
Okay, whenever you're ready.
Hi, this is Sand River, and you're listening to Nick Tans' Is This Thing On podcast.
Marvellous.
Yes, indeed it was marvellous, wasn't it? I love that little track. I love that track very, very much indeed. Now, the next person I'm going to play you is Fit and the Conniptions, otherwise known as Wayne Myers. A wet mind. I met Wayne, I think it was last year. Was it last year? I met him in a venue up in North London sometime. And it's this. I'm going to try play this track. I'm going to play now. It's called Sweet Sister Starlight. It's just him. He's got a fantastic website as well. Well worth a look at. You can get the website from my website. There's lots of good fun drawings and there's videos and comics and all that sort of stuff there. Anyway, what we're interested in now is the music, and this is it. This is Fit and the Conniptions as and Sweet Sister Starlight.
Sister Starlight, set out your stall in the sunlight. Smile at you all, hypnotize the little one.
This is Chris from Canada. You're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Lovely. Lovely little dreamy track that. And another little dreamy track now from a guy called Reeg. I think it's Reeg. It's R-I-E-G. And according to his website, which I must admit is a bit of an assault on the senses at the best of times, lots of stuff, just lots of stuff. It's kind of like a very busy website. There's lots of videos and things on there and pictures and stuff. Bit busy for me. But again, what can I tell you? It's one, he's a musician, composer, player, live performer, producer, record artist, ambient, electronic, new age, blah, 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 blah. Lots of stuff about that. I'm guessing he's American. But again, it's the music that's important. This is Rieg. This is a lovely track. This is called The Histrionic. Thank you.
Salut, mon nom est Emily et vous écoutez It's Listening on Podcast avec Nick Tan.
Lovely. Now the next track I'm going to play is by one of my favourite bands called Indigo Earth. And according to their website, which automatically plays a track, I don't like when it does that because some people listen at work and things, and I never think that's a very good idea. But anyway, there's some lovely pictures on there and it's all good stuff. It says they're an alternative folk five-piece band based in London. They are. They've done lots of support slots of people, including lots of people I've never heard of, including, I've heard of Ed Sheeran because my daughter likes him. Doggy's Dead, We Were Evergreen, Tinashe, Ben Howard, Marcus Foster. Heard of them? No, me neither. Or, oh, have you? Okay. Now you can order their stuff on, they've got physical copies of stuff on Bandcamp, so you can buy their stuff. I've been a big advocate of this band for a long time. I've met a couple of the band members down in, in Weymouth. We did a sort of kind of a weird gig down there. Anyway, this is one of my favourite tracks from one of my favourite bands. It's lots of favourites today. This is Cold Light of Day by Indigo Earth.
Sleeps a little child of morning. Sleeps a little child of morning light. Moonlight brings a peace upon you.
and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On Podcast.
See, how hard was that?
Very.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, I have a little favour to ask you. Now, if you go to the website, the isthisthingonpodcast.com website, you will see a little link that I've called the Slowbiz link. Now, Slowbiz is a website that organises or helps to organise home concerts. Now, if you're in America, you know what home concerts are. And I've been trying to get into this home concert scene for ages and ages and ages. What it is basically I come along and I play a gig in your house. It sounds great, doesn't it? Wouldn't you like to have me in your front room? Or maybe you wouldn't. Basically, what I need you to do, if you can help a brother out, is to go to the website and click on the Slowbiz link and put your email address in there and submit that. And then what will happen is you'll be sent a little email that you will have to click on to confirm that you are indeed that person. Now, some other stuff happens when you do that. They'll also ask you to become a host. You don't have to do that. All you've got to do, put an email in that little window that pops up on the link on the website, and then all you need to do when the email arrives, which is pretty much straight away, click on the link on the email, and that's it. If you want to unsubscribe from it all later, it's easy. I did it myself a couple of weeks ago. I did it. I've heard nothing back since. So it's not like they put you in loads of spam. I mean, everyone gets spam nowadays. We've got spam filters. We're all grown up about this, aren't we? Aren't we all grown up about this? Anyway, look, this is a little favour to help me out. Anyway, I'm going to help somebody out now by playing one of their tracks. And the person I'm going to help out is a friend of mine called Neil Drinkwater, otherwise known as Red Stripe, the band leader of the Red Stripe Band, which has been described as, what have they been described as, Neil? Jules Holland on acid, someone said that. And he's been living off that little tag for a long time, haven't you, mate? Anyway, this is a song that Red Stripe wrote. It's a bit of a giggle. It was recorded in his luxurious penthouse flat deep in London's Soho area. And let's listen to it. This is the Red Stripe Band and My Brazilian Neighbour.
My name is Red Stripe, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Tapas bar number 21. So her life is good for her, she just keeps on having fun. I don't know how she pays the rent, she never seems to work. It's party time all day, all night, it's driving me berserk. Hey girl, you drive me wild, my Brazilian neighbor, with your big brown eyes and your sexy smile, my Brazilian neighbor. Hey girl, you drive me wild, my Brazilian neighbor, with your big brown eyes and your sexy smile, my Brazilian neighbor. That girl, she is so beautiful, South American skin. Her brother's cooking all the time, how does she stay so slim? He often stands stripped to the waist, cooking peas and rice. Why can't she just do the same? My God, that would be nice. Yeah! Drop me wild, my Brazilian neighbor, with your big brown eyes and your sexy smile, my Brazilian neighbor. Hey girl, you drop me wild, my Brazilian neighbor, with your big brown eyes and your sexy smile, my Brazilian neighbor. How can he sing so badly? Well, his sister is so cute, girl, I love you madly. So beautiful, South American skin. Brother's cooking all the time, how does she stay so slim? He often stands stripped to the waist, cooking peas and rice. Why can't she just do the same? My God, that would be nice. Hey girl, you
you drive me wild, my Brazilian neighbor. Your big brown eyes and your sexy smile, my Brazilian neighbor. Hey, girl, you drive me wild, my Brazilian neighbor. With your big brown eyes and your sexy smile, my Brazilian neighbor. Hey, girl, you drive me wild, my Brazilian neighbor. With your big brown eyes and your sexy smile, my Brazilian. I've got a Brazilian.
This is Richard Vobes. You're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Pretty good, actually.
Lovely. Right, now the music I'm going to play you next is by a guy called Jonathan Whiskard. Now, if you're a long-time listener to the podcast, you'll know that I don't really tell you much about the artists. And this is something that I've been sort of thinking that I should be doing for a while. And the feedback I've had so far from the podcast I did last week is that people would actually like the fact that I tell them a little bit about the artist. Now, I don't really want to tell you about the music, because if I say this, they've been likened to this, they've been likened to this, they sound like this, blah, 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 blah. Don't really think that's very interesting, because I'm going to play the music and I want you to make up your own minds, because you're not stupid. I don't treat you like idiots. So, you know, you listen to something and you think, oh, you know, that sounds a bit like this, that sounds a bit like that. That's up to you. But what I really want to tell you about is like where they come from, who they are, who's in the band, that sort of thing's sort of interesting, yeah? But looking at these different websites, it seems to me... Oh, hang on, this has started up. Hang on, bear with me. It seems to me that you don't really get that information from the website. Some of them do. They tell you that sort of thing. But I'm looking at Jonathan Whiskard's website now. And it says, Jonathan Whiskard is a truly gifted writer and performer who puts the heart back into pop. A tangle of influence, including John Mayer and Crowded House, result in some of the truest and emotionally charged new music in pop today. Now, a copywriter's written that. I don't think Jonathan's written that. Or maybe he has, I don't know. But it says you can listen to him here, you can follow him here, you can follow him there, and blah, 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 blah. And that's kind of like, okay, does that bring you in? Does that sort of go, well, I want to know more about this person now because they're a truly gifted writer and performer who put their heart back into pop. I don't know. These are kind of like buzzwords. And for me, it doesn't really mean an awful lot. You know, where's he from? How long has he been playing for? What does he do? Does he just play guitar? I mean, there's lots of stuff on this website. And exclusive song downloads and all that sort of stuff. We'll talk about the clicking, but it's, you know, that's what I'm doing. And there's lots of pictures of him playing at different venues, and it's all lovely. But I want to play the music, you know. I want to play the. Oh, hang on, let's have a look at about. Maybe I'm doing this wrong. I've clicked that. No, that's just told me the same again. Oh, we know he grew up in Austria. There we go. We have to click on the about page to get a bit more. He grew up in Austria. Performing, plays acoustic guitar, singing covers. He likes artists, blah, blah, blah. He goes to uni in the UK, and he started busking in the city centre and local venues with a band in Bristol. I'm playing local venues with a band in Bristol. Blue covers and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so, I mean, maybe I've been a little bit... I'm always harsh. I very rarely, especially when it comes to things like biogs and websites, I'm very, very rarely complimentary about such things, because I'm... It's one of the things I do. I make websites for bands and I give advice to marketing and stuff. It's like, just keep it simple, stupid, and tell people information that they need to know. But anyway, I'll carry on doing this for a bit until probably I get a little bit pissed off and just bored and go, oh, do I really want to talk about the bands anymore? I mean, the bands do send me an awful lot of blurb when they send the tracks, but it's normally... sort of stuff like, you know, we've been supporting this, we've been played at so-and-so. It's like, to me, it's always the music. If I listen to a track and I love it, then that's enough for me. I don't really care who you supported and stuff. But then you, dear listener, you may want to know that sort of thing. Anyway, without any further ado, as they say, let me just click on this thing. Let me just get to the right point. Jonathan Whiskard, and which track of his am I going to play? I'm going to play a track of his called Lifeline.
Sleep on time, my precious love. Another day is dawning. My selfish thoughts, they scratched and punched and broke you without warning. I once left you, broke your soul and mine. I once left you, crawled away into the night. I never could forget you. I realized I needed more, and you are the one I thought I had lost yet left behind. Even the best of us need rescue sometimes. You stop me from drifting out of sight, out of my mind. And you are my lifeline. All those games we used to play have met their match in silence. I'm taken back by darkest days, but all that still reminds us since I first met you. I realized I needed more, and you are the one I thought I had lost yet left behind. Even the best of us
everyone, this is James, aka the Rambling Canadian, and you're listening to Is This Thing On? I really wish I could play the guitar and sing like Nick Tan does, but he's a god, I tell you.
Well, not quite, but you know, what can I say? Yes, Jonathan Whisker, who I think sounds a little bit like Cliff Richard, but oh, don't tell anybody. The next person I'm going to play you is a wonderful young lady called Laura Day. Now, I heard Laura Day play at the Talking Heads in Southampton, which I think had possibly its last ever opening under a current management anyway last night, which is a bit of a sad thing. I've played there myself, and quite a few local artists have also played there. Anyway, this is Laura Day. This is a lovely track. It's been a bit of a weird podcast this week, don't you think? A lot of challenging music, and I like to challenge people every so often. I know I put a lot of my tracks a bit on my thing. Well, it's not really that challenging, but you know, I just play stuff that I like. That's it. That's my criteria. I play stuff that I like, and I like this very much. This is Laura Day and Heaven.
Twitter.com.
And the reason I didn't tell you anything about that last track was because, about Laura Day, is there's not an awful lot to tell. I couldn't find an awful lot about her. The website that she gave me for reference was her YouTube channel, and there's some really nice little films up there with her music in the background, not just the normal performance stuff, but there's some really interesting little vignettes. Maybe they're called vignettes, I'm not too sure. Anyway, well worth a look at. I won't bother telling you about that. Right, well, if you've been listening for a while, you'll realise that I'm still a bit ill, and you might hear from my voice. I don't smoke, so I don't normally sound like this. And I haven't been sort of gigging and stuff. I've had a few offers to go out and do some things, but I've had to turn them all down because I've been poorly. Poor, poor old Nick. But one thing I've been doing is playing a lot of guitar and arranging some songs. And one song that I have been arranging is a song of mine called Can't Stop Missing You. Now, it's an old song of mine that's been around for a while. And I reworked it because I played it just before Christmas, when I was doing a big show, And when I was playing it, I thought, you know what? It's not working, this song, which is a shame because I quite like the chorus. The verse isn't working. It's a little bit too strummy. It's not really what I'm doing anymore. I wrote this about, well, it's a few years ago. I wrote it about my wife, to be honest with you. She wasn't my wife then. I'll tell you that story if you come to one of my gigs. But suffice to say, I recorded it in the week when I was feeling a little bit better and a bit of a high. I feel dreadful today. I've been out for a walk today outside. So I thought, I haven't been out for 3 days. And I feel awful again. Anyway, enough of my woes. But I recorded this the other day when, as a result of me basically just sitting around doing nothing, and I really wanted to be a bit creative. So this is a new working of an old song of mine. I've rewritten the chorus, the verse, and reworked the whole thing, really. And it's played on my little Spanish guitar, and there's a little bit of bass in there, a bit of double bass in there as well. And yes, it's very, very demo, but I'm hoping I shall do something a bit special with it very, very soon. Well, that's enough from me. Please go onto the website and click on some links. And if you want to help me out, click on the Slow Biz link and put your email address in. Remember I asked you about that, the home concerts thing? That would be lovely. Anyway, I'll hopefully be back to full speed next week. And yes, well, have a good week. Bye.
Shed a tear as you were leaving. I know I'm not supposed to cry. Don't keep my feelings so well hidden. I'm not an ordinary guy, an ordinary guy. And I can't stop missing you. I can't. I'm missing you. No matter how hard I try, I just can't tell a lie. Cause I just can't stop missing you. I can't stop missing you. I can't stop missing you. Watching. You didn't take that much at all, but what you left me with was nothing except the writing on the wall, the writing on the wall. And I can't stop missing you. Can't stop missing you. No matter how hard I try, I just can't tell a lie. Cause I just can't stop missing you. I can't stop missing you. I can't stop missing you. Can't stop missing you. Missing you. No matter how hard I try, I just can't tell a lie. Cause I just can't stop missing you. Told me that you could make me feel this way. I thought in time I would forget you, think about you, think about you each and every single day, and I can't stop missing you. I can't stop missing you. No matter how hard I try, I just can't tell a lie, 'cause I just can't stop missing you. I can't stop missing you. Can't stop missing you. I can't stop missing you. No matter how hard I try, I just can't tell a lie, 'cause I just can't stop missing you. I can't stop missing you. No matter how hard I try, I just can't tell a lie, I can't stop missing you.
Hello, this is That Posh Bird again. For more information on who has been played on the podcast, simply go to isthisthingonpodcast.com. Can you do that? Good.
Mummy?
Yes, dear?
Mummy, I want to hear some of Nick Tan's wonderful songs.
Do you, dear?
Yes, Mummy. What can I do?
Well, dear, you can go to www.nicktan.co.uk.
Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear.
Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts.
Yes, dear.
And links to his friends' websites too?
Yes, dear.
Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there?
Yes, dear.
What was the address again, Mummy dearest?
www.nicktan.co.uk.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
This is the Posh Bird, and you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?